Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The city of Memphis is expected to release 20 hours of additional video today related to Tyre Nichols' deadly beating during a police traffic stop. Last night, the city council passed new ordinances intended to make the city safer. WREG-TV's Ashley Paul.
One ordinance will require traffic stops to be conducted in clearly marked vehicles only. The officers that stopped Tyre Nichols were in unmarked police cars. Other past ordinances include annual independent reviews of the police training academy and regularly reported data regarding traffic stops, arrests, and use of force.
The two surviving Americans among four kidnapped in Mexico last Friday are in a hospital in Brownsville, Texas this morning. Latavia McGee and Eric Williams were discovered by Mexican security forces in a hut in Matamoros. Williams' wife says she had a brief conversation with her husband.
To hear his voice, it was just a lot of crying. My son was there, and my son just wanted to hear his voice. And then he had to go because he was going into the hospital.
Williams was wounded. Two other friends were killed when officials say the group was caught in drug cartel violence. Five women in Texas are suing the state, claiming they were denied abortions at grave risk to their own lives. Amanda Zarowski says she was hospitalized with premature membrane ruptures that meant her fetus could not be saved.
I cannot adequately put into words the trauma and despair that comes with waiting to either lose your own life, your child's life, or both.
New court filings show Fox Chair Rupert Murdoch wasn't buying Donald Trump's claims the 2020 election was stolen. Documents from a Dominion lawsuit over the network's coverage show Murdoch said under oath he thought it was a free, fair vote and fretted Mr. Trump was going, quote, increasingly mad. Yet another eyedrop recall, this time purely smooth MSM 15%. CBS's Matt Piper.
Recall notices are warning people that the product is non-sterile, meaning it may contain germs and bacteria. Dr. Catherine Colby of NYU Langone's Eye Center on why the recall uptick.
It's likely from contaminants in the manufacturing.
Five people have been permanently blinded, linked to recalled drops.
The Army debuts a new recruiting campaign today. That'll sound awfully familiar. Correspondent Christopher Cruz.
After falling 15,000 soldiers short of its 60,000 goal last year, the Army is returning to a theme it first released in the 1980s, minus the old jingle.
Be all you can be.
The new campaign will focus on a recruit's ability to be trained on skills in the Army that they can apply to tech jobs when they get out.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The city of Madison plans to take car makers Kia and Hyundai to federal court for making their vehicles too easy to steal. Those makes have been targets of widespread thefts in recent months. The mayor says Madison drivers deserve better. Governor Evers tells WisPolitics.com there will be an increase in shared state revenue to local governments in the next budget. Evers says the biggest increase in shared revenue in the last 15 years was only 0.04%.
Not 4, not 40, but 0.04%. That's crazy. How can you operate a municipality? I don't care if you're 300 people township or city of Milwaukee.
Particulars on spending increases are still unclear. Republicans are busy reworking the two-year spending plan. In sports, the Bucks beat Orlando last night. The Badgers take on Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off wellness and wellness plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK Radio. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Fortify with love at Latunji's Palette. More at latunjispalette.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a green.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Zoe, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
I was hoping you'd do Howling for Wolves. I was ready to howl. Hey, welcome. It's International Women's Day, and we have a woman show today, Zoe, and we're going to pop up our first guest here, and hopefully she's ready, but we're really, really excited to have this young lady on, and are you there, young lady?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. Just can't see you, that's all. I'm all confused. You can put your camera on or if you can, or if you can't, that's fine too. But please introduce yourselves to our wide listening audience. And this is just like really great to have you on, Sarah. It's International Women's Day, and we're really excited to have you on. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'm really excited about your campaign. And we always talk locally, because that's one of the things we can do is control local politics and our politicians. So welcome.
Yep. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I was trying to get the camera to work. My name is Sarah Jost, and I'm running for St. Paul City Council here in Ward 3 in St. Paul. And so that includes the McAllister Groveland area and the Highland area and West 7th. And I have grown up in Ward 3. I live nearby the Groveland Park area. And, you know, I'm running because I think that we have a really great opportunity here in the city of St. Paul to have someone that can help us accomplish our dreams. And, you know, we have, to me, that means making sure we're building communities. So building relationships between the folks all over our ward and all over our city. And also it means that we're connecting our communities to our government, you know, to make sure that we can provide systems that are going to work for everyone and be built to last. And that's something that I've done, you know, at the community level. I've been active my whole life here in Ward 3. I also have been, you know, active in building up our community professionally, which I do as an engineer. So I work as a civil engineer, which means building up our, you know, our buildings and bridges and roads and our water systems, everything that we depend on day to day. And I think that, you know, we could use that expertise at the city level, since that's a lot of decisions that our city councilors make, you know, what type of things are we going to provide? How much money are we going to spend on them? That type of thing. But also I'm bringing, you know, along with that expertise in my professional background, the passion that I've had to serve my community, you know, community that I've grown up in, that's given me so much. So I'm really excited about that opportunity. You know, we're working really hard on our campaign to bring everyone together. So that we can make sure everyone's included as we're building up our voices together in order to accomplish these goals.
That's awesome. And I just got to let everybody know, of course, we're all over civic media in Wisconsin and here in Minnesota and the Twin Cities, that you're a BIPOC person. And it's really important for me to bring that up for this show, but also just because of we went to the same high school, but I went to St. Paul Central, 40 years ago or somewhere around there, a million years ago. And you're a somewhat new graduate. And it's good to see great people coming out of our high school. And what are the main things that you think you can bring with to the table? Because we have a pretty progressive area here. But also sometimes that also means status quo happens. And I know me walking into the city council chambers and looking at white people giving Native Americans food and blankets and things like that makes me uncomfortable and makes me feel like I really don't belong here. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, I think that, I am a person of color. I was adopted from India, and I'm used to feeling something, a lot of those feelings, you know, being one of the only people in the room. A lot of the times I mentioned I'm an engineer, on this International Women's Day, only like 15% of civil engineers are women, yet they have such a huge impact on our built environment. Those are the things that we design and build. And so I think, you know, in terms of what we can do to advance, you know, progressive politics. When I think about progressive politics, the big thing I think about is inclusivity, making sure we're elevating voices that haven't been heard in the past. Because if we're working on, solutions and we want to make sure they're going to work for everyone, we need to have all those folks at the table. And so that's one of the big things I think about is inclusivity, and also just educating each other to think outside of the area in which you live, you know, particularly in the Ward 3 area. It's a very privileged area, but we need to expand folks' thinking to everyone in St. Paul. You know, the policies our city council comes up with impact the entire city. And that's really what being progressive means to me, is that we're thinking about everyone. We're trying to do our best to listen and educate ourselves about folks that don't look like us or have different identities. And we're going to, you know, make sure that everyone is being included and that we're looking at all of the stakeholders, everyone in our city, when coming up with our policies.
How can people find out more about you?
Yeah, so they can find out more about me on our website at sarajost.com. So SARAJOST.com. We have our website there. There's information about me. We have, for our campaign, we have the DFL precinct caucuses coming up on March 19th. So if you live in Ward 3, it's a great opportunity to have your voice heard. We also have ways to donate to our campaign. You know, we can't continue to build our community-centered campaign without continuing to raise funds to do that work. There are ways to donate as well. And there's ways to get connected with us. We're on all the social media. Our email is also up there, and our phone number, too.
Well, I know I want to keep you a little bit here longer, and we're going to have commercials, and then I'm going to keep you just a little bit longer. And I know you're campaigning, making phone calls, and I live in your ward, and I'm really excited for you and to support you as much as I can. And Wendy felt bad tonight because she was in another meeting and she wanted to be on with you. I just wanted to let you know that you have support here on Jefferson Avenue here. What made you want to run? I mean, this is a big step, you know, but it's a necessary step. And it's one of those things where people, you know, wonder why somebody didn't do something and then they realize they were somebody. You know, what was your big push into this?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's something I'd always been interested in, serving my community. I got a lot of that from Central High School. I was involved with the Young Democrats, and that's when I first learned, like, how to organize with young people and speak up. And so it's been something that's always been interesting to me. I think what really motivated me to run was, especially in Ward 3, you know, our family decided that we're going to raise our family here. We're going to be here for a while. And we wanted, you know, I wanted our family and our kids to have a great experience growing up, you know, like I did. But recognizing that we, you know, we're underrepresented in our community. And, but I still wanted us to be able to have, you know, all the great opportunities I had as a kid. And thinking about that for all of the kids in St. Paul, is, you know, what we can provide for them so that they can reach their full potential as well. That's the really big thing that's been motivating me. And also knowing that we, you know, we've never had an engineer on city council that I'm aware of, at least that I can remember. And, you know, that's what the city council does is provide a lot of those basic city services to us, like clean water and, you know, making sure our roads are taken care of. And, right. You know, we should have someone with that professional background to help the city do the best job they can to deliver those services to our
Perfect.
People.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and then we'll let you go because we know you're very busy. I really appreciate it. We're here with Sara Jost, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. Ho!
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, ripping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex, you make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health. Whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected illness, or an aging parent, Minnesotans deserve time to care for themselves and their families. That's why Minnesota Democrats are fighting for all working people to have paid family and medical leave. Learn more about how Democrats are standing up for working families and small businesses at paidleavemn.org. That's paidleavemn.org. Paid for by Minnesota AFL-CIO.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This segment of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, thanks, Zoe. I hope I didn't wake you up there. Ho! Good one. Hey, we're here with Sara Jost, and she's a candidate for the St. Paul City Council Ward 3. And I know you got to get on the phone, and it's good to see you right now. But we're really excited to have you. And We're excited. And what kind of feeling do you have getting a lot of positive feedback? I think it's important that you've been here your whole life. And are the person that you're going to take over, he also was a Central candidate, also went to St. Paul Central, which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. Councilmember Tolbert went to Central, I think, a few years. He graduated a few years before me. Mayor Carter went to Central a few years before that. The Central community spreads far and wide, as I'm sure you know. We're all over St. Paul, and it's a great community to be part of. I'm really proud to be a Central graduate.
Yeah, me too. Really, me too. There's a lot of people. It's you know, Charles Schultz went to Central. Dave Winfield. People like Stacey Robinson, who has two Super Bowl rings. And it's just weird too, this whole area where Highland, Creighton, and Central. There's like, if you follow baseball at all, there's four Hall of Famers there. So I followed a lot. And but so it's great to have you on. We only got a few more minutes because I know you got to get on that phone again. Let's hear your stump speech. You know, let's let people know your passion, because I have heard you speak, and it's it really made me feel good. It really made me the creator. I could feel my ancestors, my hair raised. it was good. So let us have it.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say, you asked before about how the campaign is going, and I'll start my stump speech off with that. You know, the campaign is going really well. I've lived here my whole life, but I'm still learning so much about our community by talking to our neighbors. You know, we've reached out to several neighbors ahead of caucuses, hearing about issues that are important to them. And it's really driving us and bringing us together in order to come up with solutions to our shared problems. As I mentioned, my name is Sara Jost, and I'm a mom. I'm an engineer, and I'm a community leader here in Ward 3. And I've been involved in our community pretty much my entire life. And that's what's really driving me to serve the people in St. Paul. You know, I mentioned that some of the big things that are important to me are making sure that we can build up our city together. A lot of that, you know, based on our infrastructure as an engineer, but that we have a leader, that's someone that's going to help us do that. Someone that's going to bring us together. Someone that's going to listen to everyone. Someone that is going to, you know, come up with inclusive ways to solve problems. And then someone that's actually going to get these things done. And those are things that I've done personally in my life, you know, as I've been involved with our community on the McAllister Groveland Community Council. They're things that I've done professionally. I've worked on projects all across the state of Minnesota around, you know, engineering and infrastructure. And it's something, you know, that I also do. I teach at the University of Minnesota, and so I'm learning and constantly learning and teaching young people. And that really motivates me as well to run. And so, I mentioned I've, you know, been doing these things my whole life here in Ward 3, and I'm ready to do them as the next city council member serving the people of St. Paul.
Wow. Yeah, I got the hair raising on my arm again. That's awesome. I really appreciate that. And I just, before I let you go, I want to ask Zoe. Zoe is a McAllister College graduate. She no longer lives in St. Paul, but she did live in St. Paul for quite a few years. Zoe, do you have any question or comment?
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Sara. It's really great to hear about your work, and it's really cool you're a teacher too, or educator as well. I think that's really important to have that represented in city council. I was just thinking about, you know, some of the conversations and decisions that the Minneapolis City Council has recently made that have been very hard when it comes to, you know, the indigenous community, with like the demolition of the Roof Depot station. And I guess where I was going with that was just thinking about, you know, where are social justice issues, you know, prioritized in your work, and like, what does that mean to you? I read a little bit about you too, and saw that you're very passionate about reproductive justice work. Could you speak a little bit to that?
To the reproductive justice work or to more environmental justice?
Yeah, environmental justice, whatever social justice issues you feel like are most important, especially in the Ward 3 community.
Yeah, I think a few things that I think about, the reproductive justice comes from, you know, Highland used to have a Planned Parenthood that was there when I was growing up. And so we would often counter protest the protesters there trying to block people from getting reproductive care. I think, you know, speaking to environmental justice, my parents were both environmental scientists. That's partially why I'm a civil engineer. And so it's really just part of my DNA in a way, thinking about our environment. You know, our house, for example, doesn't have any grass. We've never had grass, never mowed a lawn. We have native plants. I've been recycling since I was a kid. I'll carry something with me if it's not recyclable until I find somewhere to drop it off. It's very important to me. And I think when I think about the issues that are going on in East Phillips, for example, I was actually talking with some McAllister students about this earlier today at our meet and greet. It seems like something that continues to happen is that folks are disproportionately impacted by pollution. And, you know, we need to make sure that our cities are doing what we can to prevent those things from happening and bringing more awareness to those issues. Because especially as a civil engineer, I'm still learning, but I'm aware of the fact that there's lower air quality in different parts of St. Paul that have less trees, that have more pavements. That impacts, you know, people's health. And there's parks that are further away for some families to be able to take their kids to. Those types of issues are things I'm very passionate about. Other social justice issues, kind of my top three things. There's a lot of equity in infrastructure, which I just, you know, mentioned. Housing is really important to me, that we can provide safe and stable housing for everyone, no matter if you are a renter or a homeowner or you're looking to move to St. Paul. We have 40% renters in Ward 3, which is more than I thought it was. We have 50% renters in St. Paul, but 40% in Ward 3, that's a lot. And so we need to make sure that that we are continuing to provide more housing for people in St. Paul, just all across the board. We need more affordable housing, truly affordable housing. And the city, I would like the city to, you know, work to provide more funding for those types of programs. I mentioned infrastructure is important to me as well. And then the other big social justice issue I think about is how we can provide more equitable education for our kids. I am a mom, and we have some very large, you know, racial disparities when it comes to educational performance in the city of St. Paul. Comparatively to other cities, it's not very good. And so we need to make sure that we are doing what we can to close those gaps. I'll mention, you know, Robert, I don't know how many teachers you had that looked like you when you were in high school. I had maybe one, and that definitely, you know, played a big impact in terms of how I kind of felt about coming to school every day by the people that were teaching me. And so that's one thing that I think would be really great, is if we could encourage more diversity into our teachers and staff.
Yeah, perfect.
Lots of things. That was a long answer.
No, that was a great answer. And it's funny that we all pretended we were Italian or something until the Religious Act came out in my junior year in 1978, and then all the Indians came out of nowhere. It's like, what? You're Indian too? Meaning Native American, not to be confused with India. But that's a whole nother story. But, you know, we're going to end this right now. And that was a great, great question, Zoe. You know, I'm excited to support you, and I'm excited to have you on again and make it a regular thing, because social justice is our middle name here on Native Roots Radio. So, again, thank you so much, Sara Jost, running for St. Paul City Council here. And I think it's always important to have our local people on, even though we're a national show, because this is where things get done, and you can reach out to your neighbor who's running for office and give him an earful. No, or ask him what's going on. Pini Gigi, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really great to be here. I appreciate you inviting me into the space, and I look forward to hopefully coming on again.
Right on. You will. Definitely. Zoe books the guests, so you'll be on.
Great. All right, hey. Thank you so much.
Right on. Hey, up next, Angie Vig of Vig Guitars here on Snelling Avenue. It's another woman, an International Women's Day here at Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health, whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected...
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The Justice Department released a new report today on constitutional violations by Louisville police, from excessive force to unlawful warrants. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Some officers have demonstrated disrespect for the people they are sworn to protect.
The report follows an investigation into Breonna Taylor's death. Dangerous floods are in the forecast out west. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
This atmospheric river that's setting up once again is going to be a big flood risk for California, mostly the central and northern part of the state. With heavy rainfall, snowmelt, the snowpack contains as much as 10 to 15 inches of water within it alone.
President Biden's expected to release his annual budget plan tomorrow. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It's essentially a political document. This is how I would tackle things like the deficit. This is how much money I'd give to the Pentagon and to other agencies. But it's in essence immediately dead on arrival on Capitol Hill, which of course is divided evenly now between Republicans and Democrats.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Civic Media. I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Winter isn't finished in Wisconsin. A winter storm watch is in effect 6 p.m. Thursday to noon on Friday for Fond du Lac, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Racine, Sheboygan, Walworth, Washington, and Waukesha counties, with 4 to 6 inches of snow on the way and possibly 6 to 8 near Lake Michigan. Dodge and Jefferson counties also under a winter storm watch 3 p.m. Thursday to noon on Friday, also expecting 4 to 6 inches of snow. Wisconsin women with increased risk of breast cancer could see additional coverage for screenings. The newly proposed bill would cover ultrasounds or MRIs for women who have dense breast tissue. Cancer can be detected earlier with those screenings compared to a mammogram, but aren't covered by most insurances. Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, who proposed the measure, hopes it will be voted on and implemented by the end of the year. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
coffee options plus sandwiches and coffee drinks. Visit Latunji's Palette for more info or stop by their Minneapolis location at 1400 Park Avenue South.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, good read there. Hey, we honor them too. Hey, we got Angie Vig of Vig Guitars, and you're like listener of the year and guest of the year. Next thing we're going to get is like advertiser of the year. Hey, welcome. welcome on the International Women's Day special here of Native Roots Radio. And thank you for coming on, and always great energy. Angie, how you doing?
Bonjour, Robert. Bonjour, Zo. Thanks for having me on for National Ikwe Day. That she was great too. I'm really glad that she's running for a seat on city council. All these women are just really leading and having seats at the table, and it's just really great to see and to witness our rise.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your store here, and then also what you've been doing, because we talked a little bit, and you've been doing so much for the community. Let's talk about those guitars hanging from the ceiling there.
These are our, last time I had the electrics behind me, but this time I have the acoustics. Let me move my big head. And, we have electrics, acoustics. Our shop is on 595 Snelling Avenue North in St. Paul on Thomas and Snelling. And we've been here for 8.5 years. And we're the biggest repair shop in town. And then we sell stuff too. And my husband hand winds guitar pickups, like I told you before. That differentiates every player's sound through their electric guitar and basses. This is my shop, and this is what I do, and really involved with the community. Friday night we performed with Jimmy and the Band of Souls to raise money for a fundraiser for the AIOIC in Minneapolis for their Dakota Institute programs, and that was just so much fun, and it was great to network with people, the director of the AIOIC and the chair board. His name is Dr. Joe something.
Hobart?
Was great.
Yeah.
It was so great to meet everybody and to perform for them and be a part of that. We raised over $2,000, I guess. So that was good.
Yeah, it's great. And
my husband and I really like to do fundraisers and pick programs and stuff like that.
So then you obviously play guitar too then?
No, I sing.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't play. I've been obsessed with guitars my whole life, but I can't play myself. But I sing I'm the head honcho here. Honcho. Right on.
There you go. Well, you know, I know one song for sure on the guitar, and it's two chords, and it's from America. And it's two chords, that's it. So it's been through the desert with the horse with no name.
That's great.
So I like singing that.
You have to come in and play that.
Yeah, definitely. So what, we just had a guest on, a young warrior, and in our lifetime, we've seen so many people step forward and so many women stepping forward, Angie. It's really an exciting time for me to be alive to see this.
Yeah, for me, I remember when, when women couldn't even get phones in their name. that's in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And we get stuff done, and we can multitask. And it's just so great to see this. And I wish my grandmother was still alive, and because she today it's been 18 years she passed away. She would really be amazed and, you know, love all the women out there running for stuff. And
definitely. So. And it seems like, though, in my lifetime, sometimes we have to take two steps back to take three forward in the political realms. And we seem to be taking a couple steps forward again. And here in the state, we have the trifecta of the Democrats, and things are getting done like at unbelievable speed down there.
And I think it's because more women are involved.
Right.
You know, and I mean, look at Nancy. She's just, my goodness, she just hit the ground running. And she's just such a powerful representative for us and a great voice. And, you know, she's out there. And not everybody can do that. And she's got quite the presence. I really enjoy seeing her on the show.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yes, we always get so many good comments about Nancy because she's the real deal, and she does it in a good way, too. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have State Senator Mary Kunish on Friday. We've had Heather Keeler on a bunch. You know, she'll be on again once the session slows down a little bit. And it's just, I can't imagine the pressure, the added extra pressure of being Indigenous, Native, and also being a woman in these places that aren't made for us or made for women and us Natives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a time to be alive, huh?
Yeah. What do you think, Zoe?
I guess I was just going to ask along the same lines of that, of, you know, how has that been for you, Angie, or how's the business going? Being a, you know, Native woman and a business owner is really incredible, and, you know, definitely another woman and another Kwe in the community to look up to. I just learned about your business today, and I'm really excited because my little sister and I both started learning guitar, so we'll definitely come check it out. But yeah, just more on, you know, what your journey's been like as a business owner, and I'm curious too what you did before you started the business.
Sure. So prior to opening, to just doing it, I worked for Rainbow Foods grocery store for 18 years. And that's where I developed all my skills to be able to run any store. I did everything, you know, it just didn't happen overnight. I acquired all these skills. And, you know, and then I went to the U of M you know, a lot of people just think they can open a business, and it's just, but then it takes a long time because they didn't acquire the skills that they needed, you know. Let's see, I think the biggest challenge for me here is when people call, they want to talk to a male. Oh. And that really bothers me. And it's just like that. And I hear, you know, I used to hear, not anymore, but I used to hear a lot of women say every time they would go into a guitar store that they were treated differently and almost treated like they didn't know what they were doing or they didn't know what they were looking for. Someone would hand them a ukulele and that they wanted to find an electric guitar, you know, or a bass. And so there's a lot of presumptions when women would go into the stores. A lot of women and really comfortable coming here, and they light up when they see me because it's like, oh, yay, a woman's here. It's just, I really like to make people feel comfortable. We have a lot of customers and friends who, you know, are in the LGBT, I always mix that up, community, and they're, you know, they're very comfortable here, and we talk, and we, you know, sometimes we play music, and it's just a really good gathering place also. Mm-hmm. You know, we always have coffee on, So come and get a cup of coffee and chit chat. Let's talk about music and life. And
that's great. Building community through business. Yeah. That's awesome. And great question, Zoe.
Yeah, I was curious, you know, for our listeners, they can't see, you know, the store set up behind you. If you could explain a little bit about what you guys have, or maybe the layout. Do you have like a little stage area for people, or like how is the setup of your shop?
No, we have up front here, we have we have a couch and this is where we gather in the front window. And we, you know, we'll jam and, but, you know, it is just a personal thing when you come here and, you know, you're not treated like just any old customer person. You know, we really want to talk to you and talk about your music and, you know, what you're playing right now and what you are looking for. And we try and help people out with that.
So what famous guitar player has come in there, or can you say? Because some people want to be low pro.
Joe Bonamassa has been here a few times. He usually comes in every time he comes into town. He is an avid guitar collector. He must have about 10,000 guitars, I would say. Yeah. Dave Perner of Soul Asylum has been here. Yeah, a lot of, I can't even think of who's all been here. Jay Maskus, he was here a couple months ago. He has his own jazz master. Fender jazz master guitar. And Shannon Kerfman, local Shannon Kerfman. Corey Medina.
Wow, we love Corey.
Oh my gosh, I just came home from up in Cass Lake. He played a free show at their casino up there, and I went up to that. It was my birthday weekend, so I went up to Leech Lake and then over to White Earth to see my mama.
We saw you at the fair at our store, Native Roots Trading Post, and there's a stage behind there, and somebody was rocking, and then I went to see who it was, and it was Mr. Medina, and he played there for 2 days, and then he went up north to Duluth and played at Winona LaDuke's concert, and I was just like, I love this guy.
Isn't he great? He'll be at the Minnesota Music Cafe in St. Paul on Friday, the 24th.
Wow.
It's going to be a great show. Yeah,
that is.
And he just got booked for the Gathering of Nations stage this year.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge. Great. Well, Angie, give your address real quick here before we leave.
595 Snelling Avenue North, and we're on Snelling and Thomas in St. Paul.
Thank you so much for being on, and thank you for being a great listener too, and keep up the good work, and happy International Women's Day.
Oh, I forgot to do that last time.
Right on. Well, howl for you. Good to see you. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Oake. See you in a bit. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Boost your immunity and help protect your community. COVID-19 is still here, but it's not too late to get your booster. Staying up to date with vaccines can help build protection that has decreased since your last shot and provide better protection against newer variants. Boosters are an important part of protecting yourself from getting seriously ill from COVID-19. To learn more and schedule your appointment, visit ramseycounty.us/COVID-vaccine. ramseycounty.us/COVID-vaccine.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health. Whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected illness, or an aging parent, Minnesotans deserve time to care for themselves and their families. That's why Minnesota Democrats are fighting for all working people to have paid family and medical leave. Learn more about how Democrats are standing up for working families and small businesses at paidleavemn.org. That's paidleavemn.org. Paid for by Minnesota AFL-CIO.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Howl!
I'm trying to find the darn... There he is. Ho! Awesome.
That was a long one.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, great job, Zoe, for the interview and helping me out. Great questions. What a show, International Women's Day show. And, supporting businesses, supporting our politicians. And, you know, you as a former, I shouldn't even say this, former student, because we're always life learners, you know, mm-hmm. But I think what's really fun about this show is that we have such a diverse amount of guests from all over, and they're progressive and they're giving, and we can't help but support them, Zoe.
Right. No, and it's great to be able to uplift and support, you know, Native-owned businesses, kind of like we were talking about yesterday with the Trading Post. I'm really excited to be able to go and visit Angie's store sometime, especially knowing it's one of the only guitar spots in St. Paul. And, you know, it's like, if I have a problem with my guitar, I was probably going to go to Guitar Center, but I'd way rather support, you know, a Native woman. So it's really cool. I wanted to ask her before she left, and, you know, maybe next time she comes on, I want to hear of any upcoming shows she has, because, you know, she's part of a band too, which is awesome. Yeah.
She's a singer, and that was great running into her. And we talked at the fair when we had Native Roots Trading Post out there, and she said that, you know, hey, blah, 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 so come support, you know. And I went, I know where that guitar place is. I drive by that all the time if I'm heading to the fair or that way to Goodwill out there. You can't go there, Zoe. There's a good Goodwill out there that way. But I won't tell
you.
I
already knew about that one. The secret's out.
But so to amplify, you never know. And it's like Robert Lilligren, when we're talking about when in 1978, when the Religious Act passed, that, you know, his school put on a little dinner for all the Native Americans. And it's just like, wow, I didn't know you were Native American. You know, it all kind of came out of hiding. And I feel that way, too, with the American Indian movement back in the 60s and early 70s, where they were a little more radical, but they were in your face and proud to be Native American.
Right. And it's really good to hear about what a big impact that legislation had, because I wasn't alive in 1978, so I can only imagine what it was like to not be able to practice our, you know, our traditions freely, and it's still a fight today, but I think, you know, a fight that's also sometimes taken for granted, and so it's important to uplift that story too, because it has it's a very recent development in, you know, Native American history that we're legally allowed to practice who we are, you know?
Well, you graduated within the last 10 years. What was it? Were you able to wear an eagle feather in your cap when you graduated?
You know, I I could have, and a part of me really wanted to bead my whole, you know, graduation cap, but I just was simply way too burnt out. And I did wear one on my high school graduation, which was actually, I feel like, a bigger deal because I went to a really small, you know, northern Minnesota school and a bit more conservative, not as welcoming of Native students versus McAllister. There's actually a drum group at my graduation, which was really beautiful. Definitely made me feel seen in that space, and they did an honor song. And so that was really incredible, but I didn't wear an eagle feather on my graduation cap because, you know, we all throw it up in the air and it's like, you know, right. You can't let your eagle feather touch the ground. But definitely, you know, was representing with my big earrings, and, you know, it's good to see the drum group was incredible. So I just can't talk about that enough. That's a really big deal for a place like McAllister to have something like that. But yeah, I think it's changed a lot even since I was in high school. I mean, my sister just graduated high school last year, and I just graduated from McAllister last year. And just looking at, obviously, her high school experience was very different than mine with COVID. But prior to her doing online school, just, you know, the thing she experienced in school was, it was really hard for her, you know? And I think that's something in our family that we've had to talk about a lot, is having, you know, a white mother and a Native father. And Sadie and I look really different than each other, and we're treated very differently. Wow. In, you know, especially in education systems. So the same high school I went to had a decent, okay time, you know, semi-popular, did all the extracurriculars. She was not treated with the same amount of respect as I was, just because she looks slightly darker than me, which is crazy because, you know, we have the same mother. But that just goes to say there's a lot of work that still needs to be done for our youth, of course. But I think my sister and I and my family, we have really been able to see, like, the differences that a lot of movements like AIM and, you know, now we have MMIW awareness. Just those have had a huge impact on, you know, the short life I've lived so far. So shout out to all of our women you know, Indigenous people across Turtle Island for doing such incredible and important work every day.
Wow, well said. And I guess what I was leading towards, too, is I know just last year, St. Paul Public Schools here in Minnesota were able to smudge in the classroom. And I don't know, Zoe, if you know much about me, but I was a teacher and I had an all-Native homeroom, and we smudged all the time. But the comments that came out were really racist, you know. We had the automotive guy come out and say, "I smell pot," and you know, things that, you know, juvenile things like that, that didn't sit right, but it just, you know, everyone kind of shook their head. And I had students come in during the day that needed to smudge off because of whatever, whether it was a family issue or it was a friend issue or it was a teacher issue. And that's important, and not only that's important for us, but it should be important for everybody to get that time out to clear the air, so to speak, with the smudging or whatever.
Yeah, quite literally. Oh yeah, no, I wasn't able to smudge in school. And I wasn't able to smudge the whole time I was at McAllister. Well, not the whole time, but the first 2 years I was living on campus, I couldn't use my medicines because that was actually an initiative we were starting to work on as the Indigenous Student Org at McAllister, trying to make a space for students to go smudge, because being in oppressive, you know, education systems all day is really stressful for everyone, and especially for, you know, Native students who don't have a lot of representation in those systems. So that's really incredible. And it reminded me of when my sister was in high school, and, you know, she was very lucky to have Elder Mike Swan. He's up in White Earth. He was a teacher for a while there, and he was incredible. He made a huge difference for the students there because they felt like they had a safe space to go to, and, you know, almost like an honorary Native grandpa to be there, you know. So yeah, it's really important.
Yeah, and I have a lot of relationships with almost all my Native students the last 10 years still, so that's good. Hey, Zoe, thanks for everything. You did a great job interviewing while I was sitting here with my mouth open trying to come up with a question. You did great. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now, and we'll see you tomorrow. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry. This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.